fueled by potato chips. I'm ready to podcast because I'm healthy.
That's a bullshit lie, and you know it.
What the fuck's going on down there?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to WTF at TFW 196, where we are two-thirds mad, sick, leet. I'm sick. Still, you may have heard that on our BotCon Prep podcast. And now joining me in Sickville is Aaron.
Screw you and your techno virus.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'm just helping you out. I'm a BotCon veteran, so you and me with our experience, we're just so good at BotCon, we're getting sick beforehand this time.
Yeah, that's it. We're just getting it out the way.
That way, when we get to the convention, we'll just be immune carriers.
Yeah, so everybody come and give us hugs. We'll lick your ear or something.
It'll be totally
worth
it.
Probably not the ear lick, but...
Oh, man. Hey, Omegas. Welcome.
What? Hi.
You want to come over here?
Not really.
We got a spot on the couch for you right here.
No.
Sit. Come on.
No.
Right there. Come on.
I am not a dog. You can't just like pat your hip and expect me to jump up there.
No, you need to pat your hip and whistle.
What if I give you $5?
Move over.
All right. Welcome to Sickville. We are here today to talk to you about Transformers TM. And we're going to start off with some video games. New gameplay footage trailer came out with some delightful voiceover by Mr. Matt Teager. And it's about Grimlock. It's all showing you an alpha build of what Grimlock is like to play as. He's a large man robot with a sword and a shield. He hits fools with it. Sometimes he throws them. He's fighting Insecticons. And when he gets mad, he stores his sword in his alt mode by throwing it on the floor and turns into a giant space T-Rex. Aaron, how many times did the phrase space T-Rex get said in that video?
5, 6, maybe more.
All right, good. I want
at one point, he was just like, space track. T-Rex, space T-Rex, space T-Rex.
Yeah, I liked how excited he was. It was really heartwarming.
Well, I mean, he said that in our interview back in the day that he wanted to have Dinobot, but he couldn't explain it. So, or Grimlock, he couldn't explain it. So they got the explanation in.
A very deep explanation, very technical.
Yeah. Space T-Rex.
Space T-Rex. And also when he turns into a T-Rex, he gets much larger because his body's all stretched out and Transformers. And he can like bite fools in half and breathe fire and stuff. So I think it looks cool. It looks interesting. Like if you're going to be playing Grimlock for a couple levels to have a nice, slightly larger gameplay shift, hopefully will add variety to the feel of playing through the single player. Aaron, how are you feeling about it?
That is one thing that I liked about the original War for Cybertron is that it wasn't all the same necessarily run and shoot. There were some variations in there that they improved on in the Dark of the Moon game, or the not the Dark of the Moon, Dark of the Moon game, where you had different, you were forced into different play styles by the different characteristics of each guy. So seeing that that's going to, you know, definitely continue because, you know, Grimlock here has no ranged attacks short of picking up a dude and throwing him at another one.
Yeah.
And especially the T-Rex mode that makes it look like, you know, each level you're going to have to figure out how it plays and how to do it best. So you can't just be elite sniper dude. Now I'm just going to stand back here and shoot at things, which is,
you can't all play infiltrators like a bunch of wusses.
Yeah. Exactly.
Vanguard. But,
yeah, I've actually started playing Vanguard and am liking it with the current effects. But that is totally not Transformers.
Nope.
But it looks neat. And I mean, I don't know, because they've talked a little bit about some of the things that they've done for multiplayer, too. And I don't think we're going to see a Grimlock in multiplayer. We may see some other melee only type of guy, but I don't think that we're going to see anything quite as epic as Grimlock.
Yeah. I think he's going to be as unique as Bruticus will probably be.
Right. Right, because it's hard to balance giant face stomper in any way. Hello?
Hello?
We're still here.
Hello?
Hi.
Can I help you?
Are we having fun with Skype tonight, are we?
Oh, we're having a good time with Skype tonight.
Skype, are you sick too?
Yes.
God.
I told you, Technovirus.
Oh, sorry about that, Skype. That was right in your eye. I'm sorry about that.
It's getting closer to me now. God.
Omegas, as modern console gamer, how are you digging the look of this Grimlock gameplay video?
Looking forward to the rail shooter that'll be available on the Wii.
Oh, God. Transformers War Adventures.
Swoop, yeah. Adventures.
Jeez. He's looking really fun to play as. I can see why they went with the process of things like a rage meter that limits how long you can stay as Space T-Rex and limits your ability to turn into the Space T-Rex in the first place. Because that does look just ludicrously unfair to the enemies.
Yeah, and I got the impression when you're in T-Rex mode, the inverse rage meter with the robot head starts draining down. I bet you could, like,
right,
just pop into T-Rex to use maybe an eighth of it, then pop back and only have to fill up another eighth of the meter.
That would be a nice little touch to have. That way you do have some control over the rage meter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It is a nice way of balancing it out, because you do need to limit that in some artificial manner in one way or another. I mean, it's not as simple as, well, he doesn't have any ranged attacks, per se. Okay, well, in T-Rex mode, well, he can only stay in there for so long, and then you have to recharge the whole thing again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's tricky, but that is how it works. What actually got me more interested was at the very end, where we did get to see Swoop flying in.
Am I cutting out now and then?
I don't know.
It's no, just, I don't know. It just goes silent.
Yeah, it's just like,
it's so weird.
We try a new call and see if we've got some sort of
audio hiccup. I think it's doing that on my hardware end too. It's when I'm twiddling the knob. Yo,
stop twiddling a knob.
Are we looping through you or something odd? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I can keep counting. 15.
Wait a second.
16. I forgot 14.
I am cutting in and out. What's going on here? Is my phantom power dying? What's up with this? Let's just try to keep going. Make sure everything's plugged in right. Okay. Anyway, as I was saying, it certainly is not as though he's all like me, Swoop, no see nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice boost. What makes me more curious is how you balance being a flyer and still being like associated with the Dinobots, if Grimlock is your benchmark.
Yeah. I wonder how playable they'll be, if at all.
Yeah, that was kind of my thought, that it may be that the other Dinobots are there because they're part of the team, and maybe they're the run-alongside guys through a mission, but not something that you play as. Because it kind of looked like that was a rescue mission, because was it Snarl or Slag? Was one of them was... It looked like he was caught in some sort of purple energy field, so maybe Grimlock was there to bust him out.
I think Teejer mentioned that in the narration, mm-hmm. too. Like, you're going to go and rescue your fellow Dinobots. And it also has people crying out, saying that the FOC Grimlock toy must be a Voyager, or it won't be proper. And that would be kind of cool if it is a Voyager. But I'm not going to hold my breath waiting for Voyager Grimlock.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get it right after we get Leader Bulk, or Leader Blackout.
Oh,
wow, I am out of it.
Ooh. But to be fair, we did get a Voyager Grimlock not too long ago, so it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Well, quote-unquote not too long ago. It's starting to become long ago.
Yeah, I guess it is. Crap.
Oh, time. Anyway.
Still the most recent Grimlock, though.
That is true. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is a benchmark to be set, I suppose it could be there. But Fall of Cybertron, I am sure they will have a presence at BotCon. So look forward to the BotCon podcast where if Teager's there, I want us to get him on mic so we can ask him to say Space T-Rex a bunch of times.
Yes.
That'd be fun.
Just get him, just loop that. Space T-Rex, Space T-Rex, Space T-Rex.
Space T-Rex! Anyway, Omegas, is this enticing you to want to get a modern console still?
I've been considering it.
Technically now a postmodern console.
Yeah, well.
How much of a Star Wars fan are you?
Lucas can die in a fire.
That doesn't answer a question.
Well, I'm not getting
come,
a Kinect.
That can come out of either response of... Well, right, but it's a Xbox that you push the button and it makes R2 sounds.
No.
Yeah, it does. I've seen it.
Not for me. It won't.
It has a message on the inside of the disc tray, too.
And on the back, it has a industrial automaton on sticker on the back of it.
Ooh. You are not helping.
Yes, I am.
White and all glisteny.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's actually Stormtrooper white.
This Neo Citroen's really taking effect. I think this is going to be a good recording today.
Yeah.
Woo! So, Fall of Cybertron. Don't know if they're actually doing a Wii version this time. It seems like they might be consolidating efforts. But we'll see. We'll see if they go handheld as well. And we're going to have more news about that as the weeks come on. So let's move into something far more broad. Let's move into New Pick Picks. What is broader than a new chosen picture? I don't know. Aaron, you tell me.
Oh, Bathing Ape is getting crazy with their G1.
Are we talking about Bathing Ape? Or are we really talking about Bathing Ape?
Yeah, now it's like a gray weird camo with a monkey on it.
As opposed to the green weird camo with the...
Yeah, but the camo's monkeyed. You look at the camo things, and it's their gorilla head logo thing stretched out and looking all funky.
The company's actually called A Bathing Ape.
No, I apologize. The A For Bathing one. Ape.
Thank you. Number two, who are they?
I have no idea.
Oh.
It's a fashion company, I think.
Okay.
See, I was hoping that you could, I was trying to lead
Slightly
you in.
Slightly brain damage is what it looks like, or what I'm doing. I'm still not sure.
Trying to lead you in to finish that one off and go like, well, let me tell you all about A Bathing Ape. I had my buddy Daryl sent me a message on Twitter with a link to that thing saying, why does this exist? And so I told him it was like sort of artist, transformer, designer, deco, something, something. I slapped a lot of words together.
There's like a chimpanzee. Looks like he's tinkering with something in the interior trailer pictures. I have no idea what's going on. So, and again, this weird head cold thing is not helping.
Clearly, you're going to buy one.
No.
Oh, wow.
In fact, I'm probably going to make sure I scrub whatever part of my hard drive loaded these pictures.
Well, I like saying the name BAPE. BAPE Convoy.
But it should be a BAPE now, you've said.
No, the abbreviation is BAPE, but the company name is A Bathing Ape.
That makes no sense.
It's art, man!
I guess I don't understand art, then.
Omegas, do you understand art?
I hope so.
Are you going to buy a Bathing Ape Convoy?
The last one was in my favorite color, and I didn't buy that one.
Are you going to buy a Bathing Ape Convoy?
Trying to make this work, and it's not happening. No.
Damn it.
I'm sorry. It seems ridiculous. I don't know. I cannot get through this concept of a semi-truck in camouflage.
Well, you know, it's the urban camo with, you know, the cityscape and the something-something.
With a monkey head on the side.
And gorillas. No, look at the actual camo pattern, though. It's all that gorilla face stretched out in funny directions.
You're a gorilla face. I don't want to say all that again.
There's way too much thought in that camo.
Yeah, I'm curious. I mean, this is the second thing they're doing, right? So clearly the first one must have made waves with the BAPE audience somehow.
That or it didn't, and they're trying to recoup their losses by going even crazier.
Making a new one.
Yeah.
I have no idea, man. That is a whole thing that is over there, and I'm over here. And I have no problem with people who are over there having fun with it, but I do not know what it is or why I care. So I'm like, a bathing ape. Good. I was just searching for paintings about Transformers the other day on eBay. Not specifically paintings, but they came up. A bathing ape has some like Art Deco Transformers posters that they were selling as well for high costs, I believe. So mm-hmm. They looked kind of like a bathing ape. There was a sort of that logo appearing in it. Maybe they were just ripping them off. I don't know.
I think the most amusing part is the fact that Optimus Prime looks dead.
Yeah, well, you've been repainted twice by a bathing ape. You wouldn't look too much better for your health.
Completely, it's just completely grayed. You know, I don't know if it's the pictures here, if it's intentional. The chrome looks yellowed.
Yeah.
And someone has graffitied a monkey on his shoulder.
A bathing ape did that to make it more valuable, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... We'll see. I want to see some of those at BotCon, and I want to see the dudes who buy them. That's what I want to see. Moving on from art optimuses. Omegas, what is your new pick?
Well, I guess I kind of... I don't know. Just something while we were waiting for someone to get a soda came up.
Aaron.
It just kind of took priority over everything else I had lined up. Apparently, Takara Tomy over on their YouTube channel, Takara Tomy channel,
mm-hmm.
Creative. Apparently, the whole concept of the Arms Microns being about customization has kind of taken on a life of its own, whereas I kind of expected it to be how they were adding extra deco like Takara releases used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now it seems like they are kind of going all in and posting instructional videos on how to turn extra microns and seemingly household junk into add-on components to customize your toys.
Yeah, it's weird. I actually appreciate what they're doing, even if it doesn't really get me excited. It's also worth mentioning, they show you how to make new stickers. If you don't like the stickers you already have but want to use the areas they go on, they show right. you how to, at home, basically in a very, very fun, almost like hilariously junky way, make like diamond plating stickers for Ratchet's robot mode rather than just red patches, which is kind of cool.
I thought that was crazy awesome. I just went like, oh, that makes sense. Why... Yeah. How did I never think of something like
and
that?
Showing you how to take, like, hey, because we just had pre-orders go up. Microns, Arms Microns are going to be sold individually. So, hey, you have, like, 2 Soundwave Microns and 4 Ratchet Microns. Attach the 4 Ratchet Microns together with a giant throwing star and give Ratchet a pair of tentacles on each shoulder. It's like, all right, sure.
Well, I liked even just the thing that you can kind of do with your own Ratchet of, what do they say, like, defense mode. Where they had his arms unfolded, his pack over the top of his head, and it looked like he was hunkering down in his own little armor shield. I don't know if you caught that or not.
I heard.
Okay, I was wondering what they were doing there.
Yeah, I didn't really catch the details of it because I was still sitting there going, like, "How do I feel about this whole concept?" It's interesting, and it's. Regardless of the content of the videos, it's good to see the company making videos where the designers get to talk on mic about their designs.
Yeah. Right. I just wish that those microns weren't going to be like $7 or $8 a pop by the time they get here, because I might buy 4 of those blades just because it's crazy that they can all combine that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of want my Ratchet to have a crazy Final Fantasy-esque shuriken.
Yeah.
If nothing else, 2 of those Mondo blades rather than now what feel like the pathetic 2 that came with my Ratchet.
No kidding.
All soft, wobbly plastic, not 2 giant Transformers hanging off the end of it, or 2 Transformers hanging off the end of his hands.
Or Soundwave with, like, 2 giant boosters and a spork.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. I think selling the Micron separately is actually a really good idea. Because... even though it's not working for me, it does remind me of one of my favorite art toy lines, which is Glios, which is get just a whole bunch of things and bust them down and build crazy stuff out of them. I totally see a merit in the idea, even if I think it's not necessarily executing perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is still the first we've seen of it, so you know, as they roll with this theme, we might see some better interconnectivity. And again, it's kind of like the Mugenbind thing, where the more you get, the more parts you have to build with.
Absolutely. And some of the stuff they showed was really good at more so justifying the sometimes really ugly Micron ports that are being added to the toys. Like Ratchet especially.
Yeah, that actually made the Micron ports feel better.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, that's horrible. Oh, wait a second, now I see why you do that. Oh, that's crazy.
And imagine if the Hasbro US team got to do that. Just do videos where like, hey, this is the fun we have with the toys we designed, and perhaps you can have this fun too. It's like, hey,
that'd
cool.
be great.
I dig it. If you want to check those videos out, they are up on the Takara Tomy channel. There's other interesting stuff up there too. There's some stuff that goes up there that actually has English language options, which is really cool. And sometimes it's designers talking about stuff. I really like that channel, even though it's more so about its potential rather than its delivery so far.
Yeah.
So, bright future for Arms Micron. Make sure the Viacon's gun turns into a Viacon. That's all the advice I have for that series.
Just get recursive.
Yep.
Little Viacons. And to give you more Viacons to collect.
Yeah. More on that later. My own new pick's going to be very simple, just because it's what we've all been waiting to see. By all, I mean those of us who are interested, so not really all of us. Make Toys have revealed the full color, full in focus image of Giant, their G2-ified version of Devastator. And I think it looks okay. It's got some aesthetic choices it made that I know won't jive with some. It's very super robot-y, so it has huge shoulders and a tiny head. That's a very super robot thing to do. I'm okay with it, but I totally dig if it doesn't work for everybody. I really want to get into these toys, but I just haven't been able to afford them. I saw the two arms at Action Figure Expo, but it was like $155 for the box, and I was like, I know it's not that much, so I just walked by. But everything I've heard is that they're decent quality, and they're basically modern deluxe scale. So, kind of cool. Aaron, given that you actually bailed out of Hercules, I'm guessing you're not even remotely interested in Giant.
No, I'm not. That's a lot of investment. And plus, I don't like the look of Giant nearly as much. I like the look of Hercules, and if it wasn't $500-$600, very well may have finished the damage. But like his arms just have, I think that. That Hercules pulled it off a whole lot better in stretching out the alt modes a bit, so it's not just forearms hanging out of.
Which is funny, because I agree with you, except that it seems everyone wants the forearms to just be the vehicles.
Yeah,
so Hercules getting an add-on to accommodate that, and I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I don't know. That, and it seems like the chest is very busy, yet not right.
Hmm.
The chest shield thing seems kind of small, and there's a whole lot of greebles, one of our fun words.
Oh, man.
That kind of draws attention away from. Because when I look at him, I just want to look at his ab panels and all that stuff. The way that the eye is drawn on it is not to the head. It's like down to the ab panels, and then why does he have these pieces of equipment as shoulder pads?
Hmm. I can see where you're coming from. Just the aesthetic to me is just, it's so, like, gorgingly super robot. It does something for me. But, Omegas, how about you? How are you feeling about Giant as an owner of Hercules?
Well, I kind of agree with the tread thing. One of the things I kept saying about Hercules is I love the fact that they made use of those treads for the forearms. It makes it a lot cleaner, a lot more solid, and it feels like a natural evolution of the design. Looking at Giant, the more I see of him, the less I like it.
Yeah.
And it's not so much, you know, that super robot aesthetic, because I can dig that. I can see it. I can roll with it. What gets me is just he looks so busy everywhere. Like, every single one has just a little too much detail, too many caution stripes, these unnecessary logos. You know, for this fake, you know, construction vehicle brand.
Mm-hmm.
They just went nuts on the deco on every single one of them. So when you put them in a group or when you combine them together, it just meshes together into big, this big lump of just unnecessary detail.
It's kind of the whole less is more type of deal.
But guess what? Everyone, like the majority of people who have Hercules, I always see tons of people in the threads going like, I can't wait to get the Repro Label sets for Hercules, which makes them a whole lot more G1-y, and to me, makes Hercules way too busy. Once again, I agree with you guys, but it feels like there is a pretty vocal group that prefer this.
Here's the difference, though. Here's the difference. Hercules, you have that option.
Yeah.
Go buy the Repro Labels. You add more detail. You give them the G1-y fake little machinery parts. You don't have a choice on Giant.
Although
it's already painted on.
To be fair, the option is a bit of a quote-unquote, because that's like at least $60 worth of stickers you'd have to buy to do that to Hercules. I just realized.
Yeah, but I don't have to dedicate an afternoon to taking, you know, rubbing alcohol or paint thinner to him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Like, I think that both of these releases have really proved that people do see Devastator differently in what they want out of him and in what they prefer in him. And it's actually been interesting. I never really considered that until now. Like, now that there are these different, far more slavish physical representations of the concept, it's amazing how particular people get about their Devastator, like myself included. Like, I'm like, I don't want any stickers on him because I like that he is just swathes of purple and green. Like, I want maybe 10 or 12 of the stickers out of the entire set of stickers that'll be available just to dot in windows and stuff. Like, that's all I want to dot in on him. And it's odd because I like detail, but I don't know. It's a really interesting thing, I think, that we've seen in this whole, not even a schism, but this whole discussion that has happened about this stuff. Look forward to purchasing it at BotCon. Oh, no, never mind. Old joke! So stale, so crunchy. Oh man, that Neo Citroen was really good. That's all our new picks, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I think so.
Guess what we're going to talk about? Some more picks. But, thanks to Japan, specifically Robot Kingdom and then TF Source, we've got a whole bunch of news on upcoming ARMS Micron stuff, which does not necessarily mean news on Prime. That's the important thing to stress here. Because just because ARMS Micron is getting Skyquake does not mean we're going to get Skyquake and Prid. So bear that in mind. We got some cool stuff here, though. The big one to talk about, of course, is Gaia Unicron, who, thanks to, like, TF Source basically provided much higher res images, which shows us that some of the stuff was actually just concept imagery. Gaia Unicron being one of those, where he's just like a very rough CG render showing us that he's clearly the Prime Unicron. He transformed into a blob of stuff and apparently can combine with Voyager Optimus Prime from PRID.
Is that saying that they combine?
Or is it's that saying,
like a looming thing?
No, it's saying Optimus Prime, no Gutai. I think that says Gutai parts.
Okay.
I think it is implying they actually do combine. I don't know.
All right, then. So do we know what size this necessarily is? Because doesn't one of those...
Unicron is being sold at a more liter size price point.
Really?
But nobody can be really sure what that means because of another liter size price point thing that showed up, but I want to stay focused on Unicron for now. Like I don't think we can be sure that Unicron is a leader. He may just come with extra microns.
Because kind of what I was looking at was the Megatron.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a sec for sure. Yeah. But the Gaia Unicron, I think that we're gonna know something about this by BotCon,
Or at least at BotCon.
Yeah, next weekend is going to be the time where it's almost fortuitous this list came out, because if none of this stuff is in the slideshow, this is all stuff that I'm very sure will get asked in the Q&A.
Yep.
Perhaps not so fortuitous for the Hasbro guys showing up, because I know that sometimes has annoyed them when they're like, I wish Japan could have waited a week.
Mm-hmm.
But Aaron, what's your interest level in Gaia Unicron right now?
Tentatively excited.
Mm-hmm.
because I think it's something to be interesting, because we don't have a leader class in the U.S. at this point.
No.
It's just not something that's happening. So I don't know if this means that we won't see it, or if they'll
resurrect. We do have a leader class. The weaponizer's coming out.
Oh, no, wait. Those are being sold at a $40 price point. Or, sorry, 40 Canadian price point, if I recall correctly.
You sure?
I remember that was the thing about them that stuck out to me, was that they looked like they were the leader toys, but their price point is shorter than leader. Or not shorter, smaller.
We're talking Ultra then.
Ish.
Yeah. But yeah, we don't have, you go and look, and I mean, granted, it's easy enough for stores to remod their shelves, but you'd think if this was something that was going to be continuing, they would have that out. They'd have that blank for it, even if it's not going to be filled in a little bit, because depending on the way that you look at it, Hasbro or whoever kind of leases certain shelf space at times, and they say, hey, we want to have 8 foot in all of your stores for Transformers, and then that's what you get. And so I think if they had other compelling product to put there, they would start to do that. I'm unsure where this is going to fit, or even, I guess if we're seeing it in this stage now, it won't be available until the fall or so. So I'm thinking way far ahead of the game, but still, you'd think that they'd want to get that going.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to get some more deets on this. Omegas, how are you feeling about Unicron?
I'm generally in the favor of any Unicron being released. I'm not sure how I'm going to feel about what I assume is going to be a brown earth, earth tone, or basically all earth Unicron. That's going to be a little odd.
At least it's orangey.
It's orangish. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being on an American toy shelf, I doubt it's going to be all dirt brown.
Yeah. Like I'm expecting maybe like that kind of Unicron orange. I bet you it might have a gradient here or there, just for kind of earthy shading. But
right. I really need to see what it transforms into, because from that little itty bitty pic, it seems like it transforms into a mess of something.
It turns into an aerodynamic shape that can be thrown. Who's gonna army build Unicron?
Not it.
Oh jeez.
I'm already way too deep into Viacons.
That's not my line, by the way. That came up on Twitter a long time before I even contemplated it. But I had to share.
Here's what I want. Here's what I want. I want this to be marketed as a Cyberverse toy.
Hey, there's those Cyberverse Optimus Maximus price point.
Exactly.
Yeah, who knows?
It would be scale.
But we unfortunately have no clear pics of Unicron, so only really speculate so far. We do have clear pics of the other leader-ish price-pointed toy, which is Darkness Megatron, revealed to be the Prid Voyager Megatron with his same Arms Micron, Gora, now called Gora 2, and a new Arms Micron called Hades, or Hades, which I don't know if anyone's actually reported on. I'm just reading the katakana here. It's called Hades. It's like a bat. Turns into a giant claw, or it turns into wings for Megatron. So this is why the Unicron thing is hard to pinpoint, because for the same price point, this is a Voyager with two Arms Microns. So who knows? And also, I'm curious how well Hades actually connects to Megatron. Like, I'm guessing that's where the bulk of the new Minicon ports will be, is to facilitate that connection. But it's really interesting, and I almost wanted to order it until I remembered that all that nice chromy silver on his chest is probably a big chromy silver sticker.
Oh. Yeah, it looks like if you look at the front of his vehicle mode, that makes that line look much more distinct.
Mm-hmm. Looks like the big chromy sticker that's on the deluxe one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is a bummer. I mean, you'd think maybe on these guys, how that price point's going up is that they're actually chroming that.
Maybe.
Finger crossed, confused look.
It's so hard to say, because
yeah,
like the Voyager that has come out in Arms Micron so far, Optimus Prime, still has some pretty insane stickers. Like his entire feet are giant black stickers that fold in like 15 places. I don't know. Omegas, how you feeling about the Darkness Megatron?
I'm not quite sure what to make of him. He looks okay. You know, it's just, you know, but it isn't one of those things. It's just the Voyager with extra parts. Which I guess I kind of got into that last time with the Jetwing Prime and all that.
Yeah.
And if it's smooth, like, it could be really cool. But I think that's really a case where we're going to have to see. At least we have a good picture of it to go off of. That's very helpful.
Right.
We also have a way better picture of something else. Jet Viacon! Deluxe. Based on the Prid Viacon. Just as I predicted, the Viacon jet guys are just Viacons with jet pieces instead of wheels.
Can you actually tell it that well from the one grainy photo?
I can totally see it. You look at the vehicle mode. It's totally a car. It's a flying car. Just like
it's
I
a
knew
flying
they
car,
were.
But how much is it molded into a spaceship that has a car-shaped cockpit?
I don't know, but I mean, this is the whole body shape looks
well,
like...
If you look at the way the Viacons are, it looks like a flying car.
You look like a flying car.
Faces.
Whoa. But here's a question. I thought I heard on the grapevine that the Jet Viacon is Arms Micron only right now. Where did I hear that?
That's probably just because it hasn't been solicited in the U.S. yet.
Okay. Because I thought I heard something saying it literally was not coming out in the States anytime soon, which is something I really hope we can get cleared up at BotCon sooner than later.
Yeah, I mean, because if it's... Oh, it would be at least a wave, because the next wave has, wave three has Viacon in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be at least wave four.
No,
which
we saw wave four, didn't we?
Have we seen wave four?
Is that the one with Cup, or is that wave five?
No, you're right. I think that is wave four. So it'd be wave five. So that's getting into territory that Hasbro just generally doesn't talk about. You know, they care about what's out now. What's just come out and what's coming out next, but not what's 4 or 5 months down the line. Now, come BotCon, we'll know, and then the prices of this will either jump or drop drastically.
Yeah.
But.
Well, to be fair, I mean, like the Jet Viacon pre-orders on Big Bad Toy Store weren't too terrible. They were like $30.
Yeah. And the biggest thing is I think without a movie going on and no having been told the massive number of toys that are going to be coming out with the Generations line that Prid's kind of a part of or whatever, I think anything that we see on the show has great, great possibility of becoming a toy.
Oh, no, because, I agree with you.
Because there's nothing else going on. I mean, Wheeljack, we've gotten in two episodes, kind of. He's got a toy. Cliffjumper, we've gotten two toys sort of out of him.
In the bigger sizes,
I don't think it's going to be a problem.
If these are remolded Prid Viacons, it seems like something that's way more doable, even more so. Although technically, if they were fully new molds, maybe they are, I don't know, then that would actually be a bigger push for them to be in Prid, I think. But
yeah.
Omegas, I don't know, how do you feel about the Jet Viacon? How many do you have pre-ordered? How many are you going to get?
Oh my god. I think my general rule of army building is like three. Just because my butt... Hey. My budget... You know, no, something in my head just won't let me spend more than that. Just get a group of them together. But, you know, if they are just remolds of each other... the army could get bigger than that.
Mm-hmm. I already have three on pre-order.
Of course you do.
Aaron, how about you?
I don't have any pre-ordered yet because I'm waiting to see if they come out stateside.
Small time.
Yeah. Well,
it's cancelable.
Yeah. At the same time, I'd rather not set myself up for that.
You're already down that road.
Even though a current screenshot would show me at Big Bad Toy Store with Viacon Jet up, but it's beside the point.
How many... I have a different question. What would you do if they revealed a new Cyberverse Viacon mold that was also the Jet Viacon?
Whatever it takes.
Transforms as nice as Cliff Jumper. Oh.
Somebody on Twitter said that I was going too far. I said, I'm not going far enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was what would happen, and I just think Leto Atreides the second. If you've read Dune, you'll understand. Children of Dune, you'd understand. If not, go read Children of Dune. It's only like 4,000 pages or something.
I don't wanna. We also got... go ahead.
You watch one of the miniseries for Dune, and it'll only take you a week.
We also got confirmation of Autobot Swerve and Arachnid being in Arms of Micron. Big surprise about Arachnid. And, we have not seen any of the Arms Microns. They've all had the B2 filler picture. So, still no clue as to what kind of Arms Micron a Viacon will carry, but I'm looking forward to finding out myself. Especially with the reuse of Gora, I'm now somewhat sure that the Jet Viacons will probably have a similar Micron to the Viacons, which makes me want to order some more Viacons. Oh, damn it. There I go. Mm-hmm. There's another thing revealed here, which is that Japan is finally going to get Power Core Combiners in the form of United EX Masters. And these new releases of Power Core Combiners are kind of hideously expensive, because it's Japanese retail. And they're also all colored completely differently.
Yeah.
And I was really worried about that at first, because I was like, if they're colored differently in ways I like, I'm going to end up with all of them. Luckily for me, they chose color palettes that I actually don't really care for. Sorry, not color palettes. They chose molds I don't actually really care for. So for now, I feel okay skipping them, because it's not like they chose Sledge or anything. It's right. The first two box sets and the first Deluxe Autobot, whatever his name was, the Helijet thing, and the Snowplow Man. And I'm like, hey, those are okay toys, but... not enough to push me to Japanese retail or Japanese
premiums.
It's only
like $60 for two of the small ones. That's
so cheap.
That's cheap.
But if they ever do like a really badass looking Sledge, I think I'm done for. So we'll have to wait and see on that. But Omegas, how excited are you about United EX Master Series?
Oh, joy. I'm sorry, there's barely anything that gets me excited in the realm of Power Core Combiner. This ain't helping.
Oh.
I will give a credit. I actually do like the repaints that they've gone for. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do like the idea of unifying them, because I really thought that was the strongest thing the Dinobot set had going for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
At the same time, it does kind of completely devastate the whole idea of swapping limbs around.
Well, basically, you swap limbs around to get color palettes more akin to the American limb swapping.
So we're working this in reverse order, then.
Yeah, yeah. You make more randomized color schemes.
Yeah.
By breaking up uniform ones.
Huh.
There's something delightfully Jackson Pollock about that. Ah. You're on board, then.
I'm not going to say I'm on board. Aww. I'll say I like the color schemes better than the American choices.
He's at the dock. He's looking very interestedly.
Push him in the water. Push him in the water.
I'm in a museum right now. I'm staring at an exhibit, and there's a do not touch sign in front of me.
Ouch!
And I have no problem adhering to it. It's not... It's... aside from the fact that I've got the American releases... I'm not looking to pay double for an upgrade.
Mm.
I will just say I kind of like the color schemes I went with better and leave it at that.
Mm. All right. Well, that's a big whack of news we got from Robot Kingdom. And it's all great stuff, as I said, because we'll be able to confirm some pieces of it here and there, most probably by next weekend. So fingers crossed. That's what I'm doing right now. Moving along from all that stuff, actually, we have some convention updates for you. These are somewhat timely, because they're about the ones about to happen and about the one that Aaron's going to come up here for. So first up, If you are going to BotCon 2012, number one, careful because I'm totally infectious. Number two, the annual TFW 2005 BotCon meetup has been announced. It will be 8 p.m. Friday, August 27th, in the Hyatt Regency Dallas Hotel in Monduels. That's the hotel we're staying in, right?
I think so.
Okay. I hate looking up names. I just want to know if it's where I am or not. So that means that on Friday, we got to get our podcast done before 8 p.m. Yeah. Because I don't want to be at a party thinking about recording a podcast. I hate that. And as we said in BotCon prep, if you are going to BotCon, this is a perfect way to break the ice and get to meet people if you don't know anybody. Don't be scared. Don't worry about it. Just come on down and introduce yourself to folks. If you hear a podcast voice, head over and say, hey, I listen to the podcast. I hate you guys. Stop being so off topic. Something like that. I don't know. If you do that to somebody and they don't recall that I said it on here, don't hold it against them. Because I like doing that to them all the time. So, I'm looking forward to it. Aaron, how about you?
I'm just trying to find information on Monduels. I know that there is...
Do they have steak?
No, that I think is Wolfgang Puck's restaurant
that's attached? What's
attached? Yeah.
Okay, I didn't catch the Wolfgang Puck part. I like his soup.
Yes. So, I know that in there is a dress code.
Okay.
That requires... Monduels is not the 560... I think that's what... That's, 560 is Wolfgang Puck's place. Monduels is... Just a bar. No miners permitted after 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Open till 2 a.m. It looks... From their photo, it looks like it's a big open place. So it's going to be... It's not going to be like Pasadena every other year where it's this tiny little...
You have three message board lounge. Meetups happening in the same room.
There's a link that hopefully will get you to the right spot to see at least their great, like, real estate photo shot of taken back in the corner to make it look like the room's just ginormous, but
looks like
there'll be plenty of seating and plenty of space for us to get in there and make some noise.
Yeah, it looks like open seating by the lobby and nice, comfortable chairs, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully those are made of soft material and not hard material. I don't like hard chairs.
It looks like it's soft, so it's probably all, like, slabs of concrete.
Excellent. Omegas, are you looking forward to the TFW BotCon 2012 meetup?
Yes.
Excellent. Will you be on Twitter to see people tweeting about what's happening?
I will be on Twitter. I will see what's happening. I'll find a corner to sob in.
Yeah. That lets the negativity out to have a more refreshed evening.
It kind of sucks having only one BotCon under your belt because it's not this far away thing. I just have to watch and you know live vicariously through everyone else's experience. Now I know how good it is, and I still have to sit home and watch it from afar.
Just get people to start streams. That's the main thing. Get Amy to start a stream. Amy does good streaming. Lady Wreck, I want the lady. I tried to portmanteau it; it just didn't work. I was like, "We want the Lady Ream running," but that doesn't sound good at all. Anyway, as I said, if you're coming to BotCon and you listen to this podcast, you should probably come by the meetup at least to say hello, because there's nothing we like more than saying hello to people. Except for, you know, like food and drink and a bunch of other things. But we also like saying hello to people. So please do so. I'm actually really looking forward to ambling around again at a convention. I'm trying to figure out if I can get some new business cards made in town here before I go, but it's not looking all that good. It's going to be weird. I'm so used to like throwing pieces of paper at people. I don't know how to do that anymore. Unless I like rip up some napkins. Just sprinkle them on people as they're eating or stuff like that.
Right.
You know, I'm Santa Claus. We also have an update about TFCon 2012. Pre-registration for TFCon 2012 will be going live May 1st, pretty much just in time for folks getting back from BotCon. You should go check that out. I saw a tweet from TFCon saying that their exclusive item for this year will be limited to 500 pieces. So hopefully they will reveal what that is. Roundabouts pre-registration time. I'm also very pumped for TFCon.
Yeah.
It's looking like it's going to be a good summer. And it's going to be even better at TFCon because I'm not going to have to fly anywhere or drive anywhere. I just have to get on a subway, go to Kipling, and then call everybody I know passing by Kipling until one of them picks me up. And then if that doesn't work, whine on Twitter until somebody goes like, wow, what a pitiful...
You're just going to be standing out at the side of the road trying to hitch a ride, aren't you?
Pitiful, hey, lousy you man-child. He's on Twitter complaining the whole time. And then someone takes pity and gets me there. And I'm like, hey, guys, I just showed up.
Oh, is this going on now? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, oh, hey, TFCon. Sure, I guess. I think I still need to book our room. Unless I booked it a long time ago and forgot.
I'm just staring at the microphone. Really?
I don't remember anymore. I have to look it up. I have a TFCon folder somewhere in my email thing.
Yeah. That's right. I still haven't gotten a verification yet from the airline that we're flying on in less than a week.
Yeah. Oh, man. I have to pick up my passport next week. That's going to be harrowing.
That would probably help.
I hope it's not delayed. Knock on wood so hard. So TFCon is happening soon in July on the 27th to 29th. That's admittedly not actually all that soon, but that whole season is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. And Auto Assembly is also happening in August. I believe literally the weekend after TFCon. So conventions abound for Transformers fans, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking forward to it and all the stressful media making that comes with it for me nowadays. Moving on from there, unless we got anything else to drop about conventions. I don't know.
I'm good.
All right. Guys, listener voicemail. The very last minute, I was provided with a listener voicemail by our very own Gog Dog because he runs the listener voicemail. So obviously he'd be the one to provide it to me. This voicemail comes from Salem Blood, and I am going to play it for you immediately.
Hello, hello. This is Salem Blood, and this is for the crew, WTF at TFW. And so, I have two things. One, I've been seeing Halloween costumes fill up my local stores as of late, and they are the One Piece with the kibble all printed on it, and of course the face mask of said Autobot and/or Decepticon. Yes, gone are the days where all you got were the masks and a smock with a picture of the character on it. Yeah, that was simpler times. I remember back then I dressed up as Jem one Halloween. I had the Jem face mask and the one and a big smirk over myself with Jem's picture on it, going around saying, hey, I is Jem. I is Jem. Yes, I is Jem if Jem went around with a picture of herself on her shirt.
I did that too.
So do you think children today are being spoiled by actually having this extra level of semi-realism? And did you once wear a character smock costume saying that you pretend to be such characters? Anyway, that was the first thing. The second thing, the one I'm really concerned about, is the rise of Human Alliance. We got a little bit of that in the first movie, and now we have a lot more of it, even with smaller Autobot partners.
This question is from September, by the way.
I think it's just the Autobot side that we see this. This, I believe, is kind of leaning towards G.I. Joe aligning with the Transformers. Do you feel that it's leaning that way, that we're possibly, there's possibly going to be a continuation of Human Alliance as a Transformer G.I. Joe crossover?
Once Upon a Time.
And or is this quite possibly also playing into the aspect of the old 80s cartoons Mask, Mobile Armored Strike Command?
I wish.
And especially the way the Stealth Force is going, it definitely looks like it might also, go into Mask.
That would sure be nice.
But how do you think this is going to lean? You think Human Alliance will continue on?
And it cut off there. I'm guessing Google Voice has a limit of 3 minutes. I'm not sure. But, yeah, those are all really, those are things I was thinking back when that question was made. And I was like, I wonder if we have this bright shiny. Guess what? It's 2012. Nope. No future at all. Human Alliance is dead. Stealth Force is dead. Mask is dead.
Everything's dead. It all sucks. I'm leaving.
Yeah, as far as the actual question goes, I don't know if I ever wore a Smock costume. I think the couple years that I had a mask and I had like a cardboard body thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make it yourself with this refrigerator box. And then I don't think kids are being spoiled. I think it's just people want more out of it. I don't know how they're spoiling in that. It's kind of hard to believe that you're Optimus Prime when it's like, no, look, I have a picture of myself on my chest.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I could never buy into the Smock thing. Even when I was like 3 or 4 years old, I thought it was total BS. So I was like, how do I look like the character when I have a big Smock with a Ninja Turtle, the full body of a Ninja Turtle just chilling out, staring off of my chest, and then right. I have their head on my face. It's just, this is garbage. And so I was not a very nice kid at Halloween, apparently. And I don't think that kids are spoiled nowadays, because now it just looks like they have a slightly nicer mask, and instead of a smock, they have a somewhat character-oriented onesie.
Yeah.
And it almost looks a bit worse sometimes when folks kind of just chill out, going like, yo, check it out, I'm Bumblebee. And I'm like, nope, you're a guy in Bumblebee pajamas with a rubber mask on, and you're pretty freaky. That's how I look at it anyway. Omegas, were you a smock child?
I never went out as anything scary in Halloween, so yeah, more than once I can remember.
Oh,
I can remember having those types of costumes. I remember doing that for Power Rangers. Well, at the very least, I went the extra mile and got the gloves too.
Oh, those gloves were the boss.
Mm-hmm.
They switched.
I've still got them somewhere around here.
Oh, I love those things. I played with them in London Drugs all the time. I never actually bought them.
No, I did go as the Ninja Turtle 1 year, though, so... Yeah. No, you had the chest. It looked like a Ninja Turtle, if you ignore the fact they had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle logo across it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as being spoiled, I think it's more along the lines of kids are really hard to attract and interest these days, so... The one thing I wish we had back then that they have now are the costumes that have the padded muscles built in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Those take it another level. Those take it one level, like a half level away from the onesie. Because the onesie, to me, is just the 21st century smock.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But you know, I can remember going trick-or-treating and having this plastic mask, rubber banded to my head. All the cheap plastic carving into my skin with two little nose holes getting real sweaty as I try and breathe through them.
Oh, the edges of those masks were the worst.
They were sharp.
Those things hurt.
And then the rubber band would last, what, 3 houses?
Yeah, and then you had to hold it on your face, all masquerade style, like in the olden times.
Okay, so, yeah, kids these days, the full helmet and everything, maybe they are a little spoiled. I had to earn my damn candy.
Do kids even go trick-or-treating nowadays? Like, I thought that there's health scares everywhere, and it's all like, you can go trick-or-treating, but don't eat anything you get, because it might be full of, like, Vicodin.
And I think the neighbors just email them coupons for candy at the grocery store. I don't know.
Oh, man, that's soulless. And as for the other part of the question, I think that Human Alliance, like, the G.I. Joe thing, we know why it couldn't really happen, aside from the current trend of the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives, which are great. But I am kind of bummed the Human Alliance seems to have kind of just, it kind of ate itself. Like, it had a real strong start with Dark of the Moon, but that, like, what's the wave I'm thinking of? It had a real strong start. The second wave was a really great advancement, and then it just kind of petered so hard. And I'm talking about the basics, the large Human Alliance toys, which were basically just, like, the Wreckers, pretty much, as what I'm talking about here. I thought that they were okay Human Alliance toys, but as far as being actual advances in the large-scale Human Alliance releases, they were not all that impressive. And I think Human Alliance just didn't do anything new enough to even keep the regular consumers interested. And I think that's why it kind of petered out. I think it'll be a good year before we see it again. And that kind of bums me out, because I think that the play pattern is awesome, and I think that there are some fantastic figures in that line that really understood what makes Human Alliance work. And it's kind of like the Revenge of the Fallen Scouts. I think that, like, starting with them, all the way up until the Scout line kind of ended for Cyberverse, I think Scouts were a big loss. And I think Human Alliance is not so much the same level of a loss. Maybe it's more of a Power Core Combiner loss. That's actually a way more apt metaphor. Ignore the Scout thing. These are way more like Human Alliance is way more like Power Core Combiners. Great idea, some good toys in there, but enough that were totally uninspiring to not draw enough in from either major demographic. My throat sounds horrible, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's why I'm silently trying to grab myself another cough drop.
I'm so sorry, everyone. I don't know, how do you, like, the mask thing is a whole different conversation. I think Stealth Force pretty much was a great mixture of Mask and Starcom, whether or not people are aware of that or not. And I'm also kind of bummed that it disappeared. But the whole Human Alliance thing, I think, was a bigger loss, in my opinion. And it's not like a loss. Like, it'll come back. Like, even probably for movie 4, it'll come back. But I don't know, how did you guys feel about Human Alliance's little final days so far, as far as we know?
I personally think, along the same lines, where the basics tried to do too much and the full size didn't do enough.
Yeah.
Where I like that idea of, well, they can form weapons for the larger toys. Okay, good. But that's a lot of extra engineering going into modes that are okay at best. And, you know, you've got other modes that are kind of sacrificing pretty bad for it. Mm. Where the play pattern works, and I think, you know, as long as you had some kind of, you know, consistent human interaction with the toy, it still would have worked. I mean, I'm not sure you even needed the second mode that all of them forced in.
Well, the thing I found about him is that they'd have three modes. Two would be good, and one would kind of suck. But the one that kind of sucked changed from figure to figure, which made it really hard for me to really say how I felt about the triple change thing, because I was like, some of them get the weapon mode really good, and some of them get the robot mode good, and some of them get the vehicle mode good, and it's like,
Yeah, I think where they would have been better off if they would have had kind of made a good robot to vehicle and then found a passable fan mode weapon-looking thing and then maybe tweaked it to make that work a little bit better. Like, if he can kind of turn into a gun shape, have up the back of his leg a flip-out barrel piece that turns him into a gun when you've done this weird transformation to it.
Yeah, and too a bit many of sculpting of to, like, show ammo or something like that.
Yeah, and so it makes it look, you know, some of them, the race car weird sword blade thing is sort of in that vein.
A drag strip?
Yeah.
I know there are people who like that toy, but I always felt like Dragstrip was the perfect example of how to just miss.
Right, exactly. It seems like it was, they were trying to do something, and then at some point they're like, oh crap, well, we got to do this as well. And I don't know where that right balance is. And that's the rough thing. That's like, you know, it's definitely not the way that a lot of them came out, and there were one or two good hits, but.
Yeah.
I think it's just the problem of the triple changer.
It's true.
When was the last good triple changer that all three modes were great on?
Mega Oct? No.
Close sights to animated. Blitzwing?
Animated Blitzwing. I think he did all three modes well, although I totally see billions of reasons why people would disagree, and I'm not going to argue that Like, I think that as a triple changer, he did right by the concept really well. Like, he could have, I don't think he could have done it better in 08 with the engineering known in 06 and 07 that led up to that.
I'd throw Shockwave, but that's...
It's so hard to say with Shockwave.
Yeah.
Because he's technically a quadruple changer.
Yeah.
And, like, I would almost say he's a triple changer with two robot modes, more than a robot mode with two vehicle modes.
And then is it even like his vehicle mode changes? It just kind of stands up on stilts?
Yeah, it stands up and switches the long bit that it's, you know, trying to pass off as part of the vehicle.
Yeah. Like he's...
It's almost like he has... He is a triple changer, but he's got two robot modes and one vehicle mode that has, like, an attack mode.
I think I always just think of him as just a two-form changer, but each of his forms is a transformer. Like, he turns from one transformer to the other. Like, that's always how I felt more so about Shockwave, is he turned from one transformer to another transformer. It's hard to describe exactly what I mean outside of that, but, like, that's always how I thought of him. But thank you for your voicemail, Salem Blood. As for Mask... I've said it millions of times, Mask should have made a comeback at least a year or two ago. It's a perfect concept to be modernized. It is a sound concept for multiple types of media, for a toy line, for anything. Mask is rife to be picked up by a car company even. Like, I am astounded that Mask does not exist right now.
I've got my specialist tracker. That's all I need. He's standing behind...
Operative Mayhem. Where's my Operative Mayhem? Like, you can't do one without the other.
No. I need a Switchblade and a Rhino.
Well, maybe. I don't know. We'll see how the Fall of Cybertron Vortex turns out. Maybe he can totally Switchblade it up into that kind of curved jetty mode. He basically pulls a Switchblade transformation. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah, I know, but don't get my hopes up.
Anyway, thank you for your question. We also have a listener question written style from 13 Dino, or Dino. He says, greetings, Captain Commander Emperor Der Fuhrer El Duce, Darth Vangelis Prime and his minions of his weirdly shaped table that floats under the water spawn over a pit of cookies and cream ice cream. I have a hypothetical question for your crew. I like cookies and cream ice cream, actually. I like that ice cream flavor quite a bit. Question is, you are all turned into toys to fight a malevolent empire of toy oppression. That's not a question, because you're about to say you have questions. You lied to me, 13 Dino! Anyway, his questions, you don't have to answer all these, because I can't even remember all of them. But his questions are, what toy line franchise would you come from? What is your main gimmick ability? What toys are your allies? What toys are your enemies? What is your price point? Are you safe for children below the ages of 3? And finally, give a short summary of your adventures to stop the toy oppression empire. Have fun, click! I'm probably only going to answer one of these questions myself. I'm going to admit. But, Omegas, how would you answer this scenario?
I'm probably going to go web diver, because no one will see it coming.
You want to be a video game?
Damn right.
All right.
This way I can fight on the main lines, but then when my teammates need a morale boost, game on.
Plug yourself in a TV and become a kind of low-grade, isometric, not even shooter.
Yes, but when I transform, you can watch an animation of me being transformed.
That is true.
Hmm.
It's not as cool as it sounds.
No, it's not. It's the thought that counts, though.
That is true. Anything you have to say about the other follow-up questions?
I'm not safe for children below age of 3.
Why?
Because the game I'm programmed with is extraordinarily violent for, you know, what cheap 8 to 16 bits will get you.
Is it T for teen?
It's banned in Australia.
Rated M for mature? Oh. Well, that's not too hard sometimes.
Peggy 18? I don't know if we can handle that.
It's some hardcore pixels.
So you're a web diver toy and you have no allies whatsoever.
I'm a lone man.
Then... You have useless IR technology in your body. If you never get to hang out with anybody.
Just let me have my burdens.
You at least, like, grip onto Gradion's chest at some point and become, like, an axe or a dish set or something for him?
Weird tumor.
Only when I get really depressed over being so alone. He's gonna latch on.
That's when I latch onto Gradion's chest and I just get him to talk. He's a good listener. Alright. Aaron, how about you?
Damn, I was hoping you'd forget me.
No!
All this talk of mask and looking up at my specialist tracker makes me want to say mask. So I'll say mask.
Hmm. What kind of car would you have?
You gotta have the Thunderbird. Come on.
The Thunderbird?
Thunderbird. I'm sick in the head today, alright? Mocking poor sick guy.
I only mock because I my eyes have not been open for the last 20 minutes. I actually literally can't open them. I'm just rocking back and forth in my chair talking.
You're at that stage, huh?
Yep.
Well, good luck.
Neo Citroen!
The main gimmick ability would be the same as all the mask stuff. The kind of mech tech weapons, flip out, whatnot. What toys are my allies? All of the Hasbro brands. Because we're one big happy family, even though mask is completely forgotten about. Which toys are your enemies? I don't know. Price points inexpensive, but enough that there's quality and not safe for children under 3, choking hazard. Mm-hmm. Short story of adventures is we shoot the bad guys.
Excellent. I would be Glios, because then I'd be invincible, like physically indestructible. And the more of me that there are, the more posable I get, and the more I can do. My allies are the outer spacemen, because I'm a cheater. And I'm not safe for children below the ages of 3, because I have a court order stating so right here in my hand. That's unrelated to the question, but nonetheless, I am not to be around children under the age of 3. What? Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
Those darn restraining orders.
My enemy would be the hairdryer, because it makes my PVC plastic all gummy. And my adventure to stop toy oppression I'd find some fool and kick him in the nuts so hard.
No.
Then he'd respect me. And technically I'd be helping him, because if you get kicked in the nuts enough times, your pelvic bone gets microfractures that harden as hard as granite. And then you can take field goal kicks to the nuts. So I'd be helping this gentleman out.
Good.
True story, all right? I'm just saying. I know you're all stunned in silence, but it's true. Anyway, thank you for your question, 13 Dino. I hope that was an answer. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with what we got this week. If we're still conscious. Woo! Yeah! Summer! 2012! Woo! Yeah!
Ooh!
Yeah. Woo!
You got a long, hot summer. You got nothing to do. I tell you, slip and slide is a way to get through.
You get wet on slip and slide. You get cool. It's a long, wet ride. And you're hot on a slip and slide. Slip, slip and slide.
First you stride, then you glide, then you slide, slide, slide. And get wet.
Slip, slip and slide.
The original slip and slide, and now the new slip and splash from Wham-O.
Oh, man, so all I'm saying is, like, I got it all lined up. So I got sick, and then this evening I had a gigantic nosebleed. I've got all of my third-party toys lined up at Big Bad Toy Store in a pile of loot because of that sale. So technically, all I have to do now at BotCon is get drunk and stand in lines. I've got everything else done. I'm that smart.
Thinking ahead?
Good like to know your priorities.
Yeah. LionCon 2012. Be there.
Ooh.
Be drunk. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about what we got this week. Hey. Aaron.
Yeah.
What'd you get this week?
For my on topic, all I've managed to do is pick up another couple of Viacons.
How many is that?
15.
Good God.
Secret code has two more for me at BotCon.
To clarify, Cyberverse.
Yes, Cyberverse. Oh, God, yes. I had people on Twitter think that I was somehow, like, brute-forcing my way through first edition stuff, and I laughed and I said, oh, God, no. For the amount that I've paid for all of these guys so far, I would have maybe another two first edition Viacons, three if I got on those first pre-orders. Mm-hmm. But instead, at, like, $5 a pop, I just go crazy with them.
At thus, $5 thus, a pop, you have $75 worth of Cyberverse Minicons, or Viacons.
No, 15, not 25. So that's...
No, 25 is how much he'll hit by the time the Cyberverse Jet it's, Viacons announced.
Yeah. Then I'll be selling Plasma.
Oh, dear.
But, no, it's a silly competition going on, but it is worth the value of the $5 here, $10 there for the entertainment that Twitter followers and people get out of it. And you great listener listening to me realize that I've sunk myself into a weird sick pit buying all of these. So I hope you enjoy. And maybe, you know, if you happen to see one or two at your local Walmart before going to BotCon, you could, you know, maybe pick them up and show them to me and say, hey, I'll be a bro, and then I can end up with way too many of these things. Please don't.
I remember when you were all proud that you'd kicked the habit of buying packaging variants.
There's no variation here.
I know. This is worse. Hey, guys, I kicked smoking. Instead, I use crack cocaine. I don't, actually. You can't prove it. Don't you dare pursue that.
No, you're on that e-cocaine now, aren't you?
I don't know what you're talking about. Aaron.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that I've got everything up to speed.
Well, no! I have all it all! Comes.
But, no, I mean, I got lucky with all the PRID stuff. I'm up to speed on everything. I remembered that I got the McDonald's toys from last time. That, again, that was another episode where I must have been sick or tripping or something.
Mm-hmm.
But no, as far as on-topic stuff goes, that's been it.
Omegas, have you been hitting up the e-cocaine?
No.
Well,
I kicked that a while ago.
It's off-topic anyway, so...
Right.
Don't worry about it. What Transformers have you got this week?
Only two things on topic this week.
Ah!
Remember that thing when last we spoke when I vented my frustration that I always seem to get the package I'm waiting on for the podcast a day late for the recording? Yeah, the streak continues. Friday came Dark of the Moon Soundwave.
How is he? Because he's actually not that expensive if you imagine he's the Japanese one. Like, he's kicking around everywhere for around 35.
Right.
How is he?
He's nice. I like him. Just as a figure himself, he looks very cool. Very, you know, just... The silver head's a little odd because it's so out of place. But, you know, the Mercedes mode works really nice. I seriously dig the size and the proportions he has in robot mode, looking very cool. A lot of backpack on him, though. Like literally the back kibble extends from the top of his head all the way down to his knees.
That's the one thing that had me pausing when I was sitting there hovering on buying the toy. I was like, backpack.
Yeah. When did we get to the point when this was acceptable? We used to rail on toys that did this all the time.
It's, you know, back when we got two legs on robots, that's when we thought it was acceptable.
Jeez. But I don't know, he kind of makes up for that. He is definitely a stronger figure for Dark of the Moon.
Hmm.
That part I like. It's got some unique design traits for its transformation, too. That helps.
I might bite on one sometime. I think I gotta feel that right urge. I gotta have that I want a Mercedes urge.
Yeah.
The mech tech weapon is the best in the line.
Ooh.
Because its standard mode is the huge cannon, and it's not like the other mech tech weapons where you have this huge block of plastic and then a tiny little gun barrel sticking out the front, and that's your weapon. It is a massive barrel on a massive cannon.
Ooh, nice.
So it works. And the effect of flipping into the radar dish mode, very smooth. If you do it quick, you can't even tell how it changes.
Nice.
Yeah, it is a brilliant weapon.
I really want to mess with someone else's, I think. I'm going to be wandering BotCon looking for people who bought one and go like, can I play with that for a sec?
But yeah, sucks it didn't come out, because it would have been a strong final entry.
Hmm. I might look for one at BotCon, but I doubt they're going to be any cheaper than eBay.
Mm-hmm.
They might be easily ignored, though. Like, maybe the Japanese dudes will bring some for 30 and no one will notice them, because they'll just see Dark of the Moon Deluxe packaging and glaze over it or something.
No, the Japanese guys will just pull it up at, like, 2 o'clock on Sunday. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, we brought a case of these. Right, forgot. What's the other Transformer you got?
Not a Transformer per se, but a Transformer-related item.
Oh!
I know, I'm on the edge of on and off topic, but I will stay on this side for now.
All right.
Something I've been paying more attention to lately have been your 24-hour t-shirt shops. Your, T-Fury and Ripped Apparel, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because they do come up with some really, really cool and really dirt cheap geek shirts that so far have been really surprisingly good quality. And the one that came up... The one that came up last week on Ripped was a Peter Cullen shirt with him doing the Superman pose, pulling his shirt open, and there's an Optimus Prime chest underneath. And it was aside from just being a cool shirt and like perfect for wearing to BotCon, if you want to get someone from Ripped Apparel suit anyway.
Mm-hmm.
$2 for every shirt went to the Hasbro Children's Hospital.
Oh, that's nice.
I thought that was really cool, the artist.
That sounds really cool. I think I've seen that image. It sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's been floating around lately.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
That's it for me.
Oh. Is Dark of the Moon Soundwave, like, small or normal?
No, he's normal deluxe size.
Okay. I'm grilling you a little bit because I don't know anyone else who has one off the top of my head.
I basically got him because I'm out of other things to get.
Yeah, and for some reason, Q skyrocketed.
I know.
When that news came out.
Yeah.
I thought Soundwave would be the one to become hard to get. So I almost jumped on the Soundwave. Then I stopped and I said, I'm going to wait 2 days. Came back 2 days. Soundwave price has not budged. Q's price has gone into the stratosphere. And I'm like, I should have gotten that $30 Q off Hobby Search.
I'm wondering if he wasn't intended to be short-packed or something.
I don't know. It's weird. Like, of all the ones...
That's the only thing I can think of that would necessarily do that.
I guess. It's very odd. Which is also a bummer because I heard that of the two, objectively, Q was a slightly nicer toy, just as a toy robot. So I was like, oh no! I missed my chance. Now I have to wait for the Asia exclusive... I got an Arms Micron toy in the mail this week.
Ooh.
Arms Micron Ratchet. I have barely touched him because I want to make a video out of putting his stickers on. But he has very little paint in his robot mode. We all know this already.
Yeah.
But it looks stark naked in person. And he certainly does have a lot of paint because, as I've said in past... Those two huge things of car mode that end up on the back of his shins are solidly painted. Like, they are fully painted. And they are on the Arms Micron version, too. His Micron ports, I really hate. They, like, some, I think some of the Micron ports they've been doing have looked pretty cool. Ratchets totally look like they were glued onto the toy. Like, they stick out like sore thumbs. I haven't built his Micron yet, because I want to make a video out of doing that, and I got sick. But, I don't have much else to really add to him, because I haven't really played with him much. But, man, like, if you have a choice, I really would just say go for the American one. Because also, the Arms Micron one does not come with his knives. It just comes with the Micron. So you can't go dual surgical slashing. He still has the tabs on the underside of the vehicle mode, but there are no knives to stick there now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Arms Micron Deluxe boxes look like Happy Meal boxes. But I only say that because of how the Forze food droids are sold. Like, they're bright red boxes that are kind of arched with a weird curviness to them. They are not very stackable at all. What a weird line. What a weird, weird line. I'm looking forward to getting the other few that I pre-ordered, just because it's a weird-ass line, man. And Ratchet is probably one of the worst. So don't get Arms Micron Ratchet. There is literally no reason to. And hopefully I'll have videos sometime of the process of stickering him and building his Micron. The upside is an Arms Micron toy where I have the Prid version, I can totally make three videos out of. Like sticker it, build the Micron, and compare it to the real one. That's video capitalism for you, ladies and gentlemen. I also got a package in the mail from Suribot on Twitter. And my favorite part of the package, in terms of its box, I actually cut this out of the box. On the front, he drew a picture of a Viacon face and colored it in and then put Little Steve on top. And I thought that was very cute, so I kept that. So what Suribot did for me was, number one, the box had two Cyberverse mini... he basically proxy-bought a bunch of stuff for me. So the first things were two Cyberverse Viacons, so I now have five. I know. I'm a high roller.
Keep doing it, though. You need to multiply that number by at least three.
I right now, my goal is six of every Viacon. So I need one more Cyberverse one before I'm satisfied. And I'm thinking of doing three Prid and three Arms Micron, if the Micron is really good. So, you know, it's a horrible place where I am right now. I say I'm in a horribler place than you are, to be perfectly honest. Although, mm-hmm. if you eventually end up with, like, 50 of them, then I'll concede that you're in the horriblest place. But,
I know it's horrible.
Oh, man. Suribot also picked me up some Botshots. Now, the first Botshots things in there, I actually eventually saw locally, but I'm still glad that I picked them up from a Target through proxy. They are the launchers. So I got the Botshots launchers. These things are super, super duper fun. I like Botshots. And Botshots Megatron is one of my favorite molds now. I think that he looks fantastic in both modes. It's a really cool idea to have him, like, be a kind of panel-liney War for Cybertron G1 Megatron who turns into the Revenge of the Fallen tank. Like, I think it really works. The launching bases launch these things way too hard, which is kind of awesome. So they hit each other, and they just literally fly backwards. It's hilarious. I love Botshots a lot. Launchers, I think at least the Megatron launcher is well worth your time. Optimus launcher, maybe not as much, because I just find it's a little bit more boring. But I like the Megatron launcher a lot. And Suribot also found me the Acid Storm 3-pack.
Okay.
So now I'm only missing the other 3-pack, and it's in my pile of loot at Big Bad Toy Store because it went on sale. So now I have all of the Botshots, except that Wave 2 showed up in the States, so I actually now do not have all of the Botshots anymore. I almost did, briefly. But, man, I like Botshots. And that's all the Transformers I got. But there was something else in Suribot's package, so I'm going to just use that to carry us over to off-topic what we got, because I'm smooth like that. Like Michael Jackson, if he were a criminal, and thus a smooth criminal. Suribot sometimes throws in, I say sometimes, every time, throws in something funny in a box, and I really think it's fantastic, because I love that kind of stuff. And so there was a Hot Wheels in the box as well. Can you guess which Hot Wheels it was?
No.
It was from The Batman, the Batman Batmobile. You know why? I had two Viacons.
Aha.
Took me a second. And then I was like, oh! So I also have a Hot Wheels now. So maybe that's a horrible road that I'm falling. No. I was talking about this actually with GM Fan on Skype the other day. At 80s Toy Expo, they had these quote-unquote rare licensed Hot Wheels from the new 2012 set. And like one of them was the DeLorean from Back to the Future. And I saw it and I was like, oh man, how much is this going to be? It's a rare Hot Wheels of the DeLorean? Wow. I slide it out from underneath the other ones. It's $15. And I'm like, I know that in Hot Wheels land, that's technically a 500% markup. But if I were a guy who was collecting rare Hot Wheels, I would have no qualms spending $15 to not dig through bins to find a DeLorean. Like, I was sitting there and I was going like, the numbers ratios on Hot Wheels do not compute with me. It's crazy. Like, oh no, $15. I like a DeLorean. I didn't do that. I didn't want a Hot Wheels toy, but I sat there and I was like, if this was a Star Wars toy, this thing would be like $40 and there'd be, granted, less people after it, but I don't know, man. Hot Wheels. So thank you, Suribot. That package took a while to show up because apparently Suribot's local USPS office is just unhelpful to the process of moving packages and letters from one residence to another, which is bad because that's kind of their entire purpose. But it did get here. In fact, what happened is I went in my kitchen and I saw a giant ant bigger than a coin, and I freaked out. So I crushed it in my hand with Kleenex, and then I didn't want its pheromones to linger, so I opened the front door and hurled it out the front door, and then looked over to my right, and Suribot's package was chilling out on some power station thing outside my front door. And I was like, oh, hey, a box. So I was rewarded for killing the giant ant. I also got something on recommendation of GogDog. Seth got the same thing. Recently, we both Amazoned it and got it pretty much just as fast. The Art of Mass Effect. If you think Mass Effect is a cool series, regardless of the whole Mass Effect 3 hoo-ha, right now on Amazon.ca, you can get it with free shipping for like $27. And it's totally worth it. It is a thick, thick, glossy page, hardcover book full of really cool stuff. Anyone who has ever enjoyed a Mass Effect game, unless you despised everything after the first Mass Effect for some reason, like, if you're that person, maybe don't get it, but if you enjoyed Mass Effect 1, Mass Effect 2, and at least some of Mass Effect 3, I'd recommend this art book. It's got some really good stuff and really good design insight in it. So I really enjoyed it. And for less than $30, it's a steal. The thing is enormous. Where is it?
Right here. Hang on! Ah!
This thing is like a giant hardcover. It's like a coffee table book. And it's got, like, over 180 pages. So for, like, $27 shipped and it gets here, like, overnight, sure. So I highly recommend The Art of Mass Effect if you're into that kind of thing. That is all I got this week. Aaron, take me into your off-topic.
All right. Into my off-topic. Actually, and yet another thing that I completely forgot about last time around. I finally in... Yeah, finally got in a couple of figuarts from Big Bad Toy Store that were originally pre-ordered and supposed to come out in, like, January. And then they're like, it slipped into February. And then it slipped into March. And then they just got it out in April.
Surprise, so figuarts!
I picked up a Kamen Rider 4s and then also a Gokai Silver.
Mm-hmm.
And I had actually had the effects parts for 4s, the drill stand and booster jet plume thing, and that I'd had that for months
that
because
must have been
I had pre ordered it at HLJ. Yeah, it's really interesting to have this big rocket plume thing and nothing to do with it. But part of the reason why I forgot is because he immediately went on display doing the rocket drill limit break. And then Silver went up with the other Gokaiger guys immediately, except for he doesn't have his steering wheel, which makes him look not as cool, maybe.
Lesser.
But, yeah, lesser. It's good. Adjectives running out of the brain at this point. But, no, they're standard Figure arts, dudes, super poseable, awesome detailed. My biggest problem with Fours is he has the ability to switch out his switches, except for their little tiny plastic pieces that even when you don't want them to come out, they tend to try to.
Yeah, I lucked out on the tolerances on mine, having asked around. I'd say just grab some floor polish if they become a bother.
Yeah, well, since he's now static displayed, I'm not too worried about it. But it was as I was sitting there messing with it, I saw... Even when I first pulled out of the package, because it comes with a spare switch that's like a switched on switch, maybe.
Yep, that's what it's supposed to be.
And that actually just through static electricity was sticking to the top tray of the two plastic trays. So I had a very nervous moment, and I took a little piece of tape, put it back in the bottom tray, and put the piece of tape over top of it. Just to be sure. But, and then... They're figure arts. I don't know necessarily where to go from there. We've talked about the superposable bug man's toys plenty of times. Mm. Also picked up from Silvershot on Twitter. I forget how he goes by on the boards and whatnot. Maybe it's Silvershot. I don't know. Again, tired. Bought his Hula Shake from him.
Oh.
So I have the first of the food droids. That actually, Hula Shake freaks the crap out of dogs and 8 months old, 8 month olds. So, you know, I got it and it was messing with it on the table. Like, it kind of walks. And then my roommate goes, oh, you should see how the dogs react. The dogs reacted poorly. Two of them ran and hide. And the third one started barking directly at the Hula Shake toy as if to intimidate it. And then we went, oh, let's see how the baby takes it. And I think it was the sound of the motor that gave him more issue than the fact that it was moving. But it quickly became the, oh, God, get it out of here. Make it stop making noise. And then the final thing that I've gotten is I got a pair of Scotty Vest Ultimate Cargo Pants.
Welcome to the club.
That we were talking about it off air for the BotCon Prep podcast, and I thought, you know what, I'll get myself a pair of those pants just to have them for BotCon, because I tend to carry around, because I've got, like, my spare battery so I can charge up my phone, and I'll have my 3DS with me, and I'm like, yeah, I don't want to have that stuff chunking around, and I like the look of the Scotty Vest stuff, so I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go ahead and get that, and I actually got 3-day shipping on it, because I wanted to make sure that I got it for BotCon. I wasn't sure what their normal shipping was, so I went, oh, I'll pay the extra $3 for that, and then I ended up getting it basically in a day. So, turns out Scotty Vest ships from right across the state line, and I probably could have ordered just normal shipping and gotten it very rapidly as well, but I figure as soon as I were to do that, it'd end up being 2 weeks, and I'd come home to, oh, hey, here's what I really wanted to take on my trip.
You overpaid a whole $3!
Yeah, I know, and that's always one of those odd things. It's like, you know, buying an app for your phone, and you sit there and like, oh, I want to find a game or some tool. 99 cents! 99 cents? What kind of highway robbery is this? I'm going to go to the gas station, buy my $2 soda and the dollar candy bar and sit there and be irate over this 99 cents app that I'll get to keep forever.
Hey, listen to me and my talking about $3 bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Similar vein. Granted, mine's better because that's total BS, $3 bubble wrap. But what? Hi.
But beyond that, I've not gotten a whole lot of stuff. I've been holding off on purchases because we got that thing coming up next weekend.
Oh, you're right. We
That trip to Texas for BroCon and Robots.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Well, Omegas, how about you? How off topic did you get?
I'm not going to the thing, so I'm spend happy lately.
Well, look at you.
First off, just because it was on sale and I had a free gift card to throw away, I finally got around to picking up a classic Mum-Ra.
I still haven't done that.
Now, he's a brilliant figure when you're only paying $377 for him.
I want to pay that for mine.
I mean, it's a great great representation for starters. I mean, considering he has hands for holding on to things, but all you can really do is give him, you know, the Lion-O's spare sword of omens. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it. I really wish he had his own sword, and sadly he does not. instead, in for accessories, he has these like wild bandages that can fly around everywhere.
Yeah, so you can be all like ancient spirits of evil and whatnot.
Yeah, right. So he looks cool just posing. I mean, this is you know, unlike Lion-O, it makes sense for him to constantly have a mouth open.
Yeah, because he's always like, mm-hmm. Bleh! Yeah.
My only issue with him really is, well, since, for lack of a better term, he's wearing a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
His hip articulation and thus most of his leg articulation is mostly useless.
Oh, so it's not very flexible?
No, it's literally just a solid piece that wraps all the way around his hips.
Oh, bummer. Well, yeah. For $3, that's okay.
Yeah, I can't really complain for the price.
Yeah.
He's nice to have, though. I mean, I had one as a kid, so, it's one of those warm, fuzzy memory type things. It's nice to have one that still has his helmet. Let's put it that way.
I'm weird, because I don't have warm, fuzzy memories for Thundercats, really, but I just like Mumm-Raw.
Scared the crap out of me as a kid.
I just like all his bluster and wailing and whatnot.
Moving on from him to the bi-monthly Bugman update.
Mm-hmm.
This is the box that I thought was going to get here tomorrow. I thought the streak would continue, but no, it arrived today.
Yeah.
Hmm. And item number one was the Super Rocket Switch.
I actually have one of those on the way. I went to this place called CS Toys, and I woke up one morning when they were in you know, not morning Japan time, putting stock up, and I kind of ended up ordering that and the Zodiart Switch from them.
Well, I don't think you'll do wrong. It's very simple, of course.
Yeah, I studied it way back when it came out, and so like, and the same thing for Zodiart Switch. I watched all the videos, and I sat there, and I was like, well, if I get one and the other, I'll do it. And then somehow I got one and the other from them. It hasn't got here yet, but like, I think they had, what, like four Zodiart switches? So I just, mm-hmm. once again, did that thing where I magically got the thing everyone wanted from CS Toys.
I do like how clever it is. It's this really nice way of getting beyond the pre-programmed limitations of the 4Z driver.
Yeah.
To literally build this little piece that enhances the noise into a full-fledged, you know, transformation sound.
And it's big and silly in a way that I think works.
Yeah.
Like, not I mean, yeah. From what I've seen, not having, owning one.
Yeah, yeah, well, it's basically the rocket switch with a gigantic rocket booster sticking out the top.
Yeah.
It can't not be silly.
You can pump it.
We're not getting into that.
Yeah, pump it, yeah.
Oh, no. Ooh. Anyway, I'm talking to juveniles here. Same box also had the Magphone.
I still need. I like the way that looks. I just never want to pay the money it costs.
Yeah, it's the goofiest cell phone toy I think I have ever owned.
Well, it's got those blocks on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the switch is just hanging off on the corners.
The whole thing about it that works for me is that it attaches joysticks to a belt, which I think is awesome because it makes it feel like a jetpack.
Driving right. My pants.
Yeah.
I love how it completely changes the play, the, you know, the play mechanic of the belt. Gives it a lot more variety.
The problem is, I don't know if I would ever be able to wear this belt short of those belt extensions that are silly expensive.
Yeah, I usually just string the back of them since there's holes in the straps.
Yeah. Then you're working hard. It's like they make these for kids that are small Japanese Asian children, to be horribly racist.
Here's the weird thing is that while this is the strangest phone toy I've ever owned, it is also probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
And that you do have the little you can make it go, you got mail. That made me laugh. What I actually really like is that you do have a call button on the side. If you hit it yourself, you get one of the three main characters from the show that pick up with a little voice clip from them. Mm-hmm. And if you just set the phone down and just leave the blue half of the phone on, you know, in random intervals between about 50, you know, anywhere between 10 and 30 seconds, I find, it'll start ringing that you have to pick up yourself. And the voice clips then are completely different from the ones when you call them.
I'm always of two minds about that, because I've had the ringing toys. I had the Deno cell phone and the phone bravers. And I love the idea of the thing. I just wish there was a way to put on, like, it was that it was a setting you could toggle on or off.
Yeah. Well, in this case, the setting is the on-off switch.
Oh, yeah,
if you don't want it calling, if you don't want it calling, you turn it off.
But I want to
push that with
buttons.
My phone.
I want to push.
Then
the
turn
buttons.
It on when you push the button.
But it's not convenient.
The only real downside I'm coming across right now is the common problem with them is that the blue half of the phone is much slower in audio than the other half. Yeah. So the actual transfer, everyone's voice is a little deeper than it should be, and the transformation is out of sync.
Is it like a weak battery, or?
It's just not. No, it's a common problem they all have. There's just not.
You have to hit the buttons enough. Like click click to get it to synchronize, right?
Well, no, it's not just that. I mean, they do leave a gap for that. Mm-hmm. You know, because one of them goes N magnet, and then the other one goes S magnet.
Yeah.
So there is a gap where you can sync those easy. However. The blue one just doesn't transmit. It's like there's not enough conductivity in the battery.
Oh, that's the thing you can fix if you bust out a carbon pencil, apparently.
Yeah, I've got the YouTube video. Yeah, I've got the YouTube video for that.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm a complete pencil layman, being a child of the keyboard.
I have mechanical pencils.
Yeah. So I have no idea where you actually get the type of pencil that actually accomplishes this.
Yeah. Probably a pencil store. They must still have those.
There you go. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
They must have those in Texas. Aaron, take me to a pencil store.
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right.
Okay, so that's Bugman stuff with a bunch more on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, my little list go. Okay. Remember back in November when I actually got an HD camera?
And
decided
yes.
I'm finally going to join the modern age of video producing. And then I found out my computer couldn't actually handle running the HD footage.
Yes. Common hurdle, oddly enough.
I just now got around to putting in a graphics card that allows that.
Hooray! Welcome to 2009.
Hey, 2010, thank you.
Oh, welcome to the new decade of 2010.
It's about as far as graphics cards go, it's kind of pathetic. It's the best my system could handle without, shelling out, $600 or $700 for upgrading everything else in the system.
Yeah, yeah.
So it does what I needed to do. I can actually process and edit my footage now.
Woo!
And I figure as long as it's going to be in HD, might as well get the HD 23-inch monitor too.
Welcome to 2006.
Yeah, I'm working my way up.
7.
I guess. Oh, congratulations! I remember when I first switched to a flat screen.
I didn't switch to flat screen or anything. I had a flat screen monitor. It was
like 4x3. HD LCD stuff. Like the first time I got one of those, it was like the whole world opened up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not used to how skinny all my websites are.
Yeah. I distinctly remember feeling that way. And I know that now I take it entirely for granted. And what frightens me is I do not remember the transition period whatsoever.
Thankfully, the boards over at tfw2005.com are perfectly fine.
Hooray!
So, it's my little bastion of security.
As long as these work.
And since now that I can actually run them, a friend of mine also got me Left 4 Dead 1 and 2, so I've been killing zombies all week.
Welcome to... Hang on. 2007?
Was it 2007?
It was 2008. Like Left 4 Dead 1. I don't remember anymore. Damn. Welcome to Steam!
I'm slowly but surely working my way. I've just never been a gamer, so I never kept this stuff up, and I can't.
Now, like, you can get Mass Effect 1 on Steam for what, like $5?
It's like $10.
You could start. You could start.
I am putting together a list of games that I can actually play now.
You could get going on the Mass Effect train. Art of Mass Effect, available now at some bookstore in the States for $20.
I'm gonna just keep killing zombies and then I'll decide later.
Oh man. I wonder when you're gonna hit the zombie fatigue we all hit a year or two ago.
It's just a fun game, okay?
I know it is. I still like that game.
Yeah.
But it was the herald of the zombie fatigue, I think, as well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you get into, well, it's Left 4 Dead and you got Dead Rising and...
Well, you need to get a postmodern console for that one.
Yeah, now you've got. I think Plants vs. Zombies is when I finally called it in.
Tower defense.
I know. So far, the way I'm describing the game is it's all the fun of an infinite ammo code without the loss of challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm gonna roll on these games that everyone already is sick of.
No, I enjoy it. I mean, that's the beauty of Steam, that all that stuff is not only readily available, but if you get to the party late, guess what? You get a hefty, hefty-ass discount.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, that pretty much did in my budget for the week, so yeah.
Now you gotta get a gaming mouse.
Oh, God, no.
Yes, extra smooth on the bottom with a weight so that you can balance it appropriately to your mitt.
I still want a rat mouse. Like, you know, the Rat 5 or the Rat 7? The cyborg mouse?
Mm-hmm.
I want one of those. Like, I am not good enough at any video game to get anything useful out of all the customizability. I just want it to be there so I can say I have it. That thing is crazy. I guess that does it. We got a short week this week, in part because... Guess what? Me and Aaron are dead.
Yeah.
But as Aaron said, we're also in a very intermittent phase here. He and I haven't bought much because we're going to be at a show next week. Yeah. And Aaron has everything because greedy, greedy, greedy kins buying everything.
All the Viacons. All of them.
But don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. There is, you know, I haven't edited it yet, but by the time you see this, BotCon Prep 2012 is up, and that's pretty long. And we got a double prime time next week, and then like four BotCon podcasts.
That double time prime time, and then I have to go back for a day of work. And somewhere in this weekend, I gotta pack.
We got internet at the hotel, right?
I don't know. I assume that there is.
I hope so, because I don't know. I might not get the double prime time done until I'm on the plane.
Worst case scenario, I've been thinking about getting a little LTE wireless hotspot thing.
Do it! Just hook it into someone's crazy grandfathered unlimited data plan or something.
I shall look into this and see if I can get it without having to get like a 2-year contract, because that just seems silly.
Yeah, I hate... My contract's about to run out, and Bell is sending me messages almost, like, every month now, saying, hey, guess what? You can upgrade your phone. I'm like, I know I can, because you want me to sign another 3-year contract, you bunch of bastards.
Mm-hmm.
How is it... It's 2012! 6 years ago, when I was in Germany, I was balking at how in Germany nothing is locked, and everything is pay-as-you-go, if you really want to.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there going, well, I'm sure by 2010... Pfft, of course not. Future? A flying car. Anyway, Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. That was me, that was Aaron, that was Omegas. As I said, next week is BotCon, so there's going to be piles of steaming live, unedited podcast happening.
I'm going to get so much time off.
You wouldn't be podcasting next week anyway.
Yeah.
You're
going to be fine.
Your week is unfettered by all of the psychosis I will be caught up in.
Well, I'm not sitting in on the prime times either.
I know! Your week is literally unchanged. It's going to be all like, oh, you went to BotCon, huh? Well, I heard that happened.
That was the thing, yeah.
Have a top hat on, just like, oh yeah, BotCon, that thing. Yeah, I heard about that. We had one here in Florida once. Just your monocle. Monocle's all fogged up with sweat because Florida is hell.
Yeah, we're just now hitting that season where if I don't have a fan on at all times, I spontaneously combust.
Yep. I wonder, do we know how Texas is going to be?
Probably similar.
Really? It's the same, but with scorpions.
What? Why do you guys have such busted places that get so hot? I don't get it. Fix them.
Let's see what the forecast is for next week, because this will be so important in the future.
And we'll make sure you tell me what it is in Celsius. I need to know Celsius.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the guy in Texas asking for Celsius.
It'll be in the 80s Fahrenheit, which...
I can't do math.
Hold on. I'll see if this works in .ca.
What is it?
The weather network.
What is it in non-Newtonian Celsius degrees?
You're going to burn a horrible, horrible death.
Only after I have a really good steak, apparently.
Yeah. How do you not let me change units?
Struggle!
Yeah, screw it.
Now, you see, he doesn't drag on his projects at the end of the podcast, you know.
Yeah, we solve these issues ASAP. Sucks is I know someone just told me what 80 Fahrenheit is in Celsius like last week, but I forgot.
Oh, there it is. It hides on a different page. So now we'll go back. They're forecasting 29 Celsius.
God! That's not fun.
Low of 19.
But the hotel has like a Wolfgang Puck and a bar attached to it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I just won't go outside. There, I'm set. Stay in a nice comfortable hotel and eat steak all week. That'll be a great way to save money. Okay. That's gone on far too long. Aaron, I will see you next week.
Yep.
Omegas, I will see you right now.
What?
It means, but you got some badass perpetrators that are here to stay.